to the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to the realm of her. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your blues. Just wear a smile. You will find it all the style. In the Comedy Kingdom.
Queen of Mirth. Long laugh, Queen Elvia.
Hello, and a royal welcome to the Comedy Kingdom for all of you whose favorite topic of conversation is your hobby. But this session is devoted to hobbies, hobbies of every kind. We are honoring all you stamp addicts, shortwave dialers, model boat builders, art collectors, pin picker-uppers, and string putter-awayers. Come to the Comedy Kingdom, climb aboard your hobby horse, and we'll be glad to introduce you to four gentlemen, if they don't object to flattery, who are not only glad but delighted to exhibit their hobby at every opportunity. Their hobby is, strangely enough, swing. Their names, Eenie, Meenie, Miney, and Moe, and they demonstrate with the tiger rag.
Oh, a little girl and me went to see what we could see at the zoo. There were animals galore, they were roaring at the door at the zoo. The lioness was there, beside the grizzly bear. The lion full of fright, was glaring at the sight. The monkeys full of fun, making faces at the sun. Oh, everything was peaceful as could be.
Then along came I, with a twinkle in my eye.
Tiger in his cage, was roaring in his rage, as hungry as could be. He thought he'd make a meal of me, made a lengthy leap, and grabbed me by the seat.
And chased me round and round the park all day. I used to weigh 300, now I'm only 93.
Oh, won't somebody listen to our plea? Hold that tiger, 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 choke him, poke him, kick him, and choke him. Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger? Where can he be? Go for high ground, they all cry now. Please play that tiger right for me. Where's that tiger? Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger.
Meow.
four of our honored guests have the peculiar hobby of collecting various articles of clothing. Among other things, I believe they have more spats than any couple in the world. Here they are, your old friend Dokes and Dokes.
Huh?
Hello there.
How are you?
When did you start raising chickens?
Oh, it's been a hobby of mine for years.
But why so many chickens?
My father's gone into the surveying business.
Surveying? Uh-huh. Well, what's that got to do with chickens?
He wants the lay of the land.
Boy, that's right off the fire.
Yes, if we had some ham, we could have some ham and eggs if we had some eggs.
Well, the chickens are too young yet. Say, I like your trousers.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Something new in pants.
Yeah?
They call them Van Winkle.
Van Winkle?
Yep, they won't rip.
Not bad. Say, do you remember the joke I used to tell about the chicken?
Yes, but it always laid an egg.
Yeah. I'll spot you that one. You know, you have a nice little place here. I wouldn't mind having a hobby like that myself.
Did you notice everything is new?
Uh-huh.
We're all turning over a new leaf.
That's right. Even the chickens are starting from scratch.
Say, why don't you get a hobby? Might take some of the weight off you.
That's my hobby, trying to keep thin.
You mean
it doesn't work.
Oh, you mean you won't work?
Yeah, let me explain my dilemma.
Dilemma?
Uh-huh.
Is it as bad as that?
Listen to this. When I'm thin, I eat a lot and get fat. And when I get fat, I get lazy. When I get lazy, I lose my job. When I lose my job, I have no money to buy food. And when I buy food, I lose weight. And when I lose weight, I get thin. So there you are. I'm right back to where I started.
Say, you should see my uncle. He'll give you a job in the dairy business.
In the dairy business?
Uh-huh.
I don't wish to owe my success to others.
Oh, go on. You know, I think you drink and smoke too much.
I don't drink or I don't smoke.
And you don't eat hay.
I should say not.
Then you're no company for man or beast.
Oh, that's an awful joke.
Oh, well, you're an awful guy.
Say, do you mean that?
No, you're all right, and I kind of like you.
One of your hobbies, I suppose.
That's it.
All right, how about taking in a show with me tonight?
Oh, you know, I'd like to see that ranch picture they're showing.
Ranch picture?
Uh-huh.
Do you mean State Fair?
No, it's a deep breath in the country.
A deep breath in the country?
Uh-huh.
You mean the farmer takes a whiff?
That's it.
Okay, I'll see you tonight at the palace at 7:30.
Be quiet, Fido, be quiet.
For the love of Mike, what kind of a dog is that?
He's a wee dog.
A wee dog? Well, I never heard of that.
You know, he flies on his tail and goes, whee!
You win. See you tonight at the show, but don't bring the dog.
I won't.
Here is another hobbyist who specializes in things that are old. At present, he's trying desperately to get an old flame, Court Troubadour Harris.
I'll try to explain to friends dear the reason we two are apart. I know what to tell our friends dear, but what will I tell my heart? It's easy to say to strangers that we played a game from the start. It's easy to lie to strangers, but what will I tell my heart? When I smile to hide all the tears inside, what an ache it will bring. Then I'll wander home to a telephone that forgot how to ring. I could say you'll soon be back, dear, to fool the whole town, maybe smart. I'll tell them you'll soon be back, dear, but what will I tell my heart? When I smile to hide all the tears inside, what an ache it will bring. And then I'll wander home to a telephone that forgot how to ring. I could say that you'll soon be back, dear, to fool the whole town, maybe smart. I'll tell them you'll soon be back, dear, but what will I tell my heart?
You know, when Don Orlando first presented his credentials in the Comedy Kingdom, I asked him if he had any hobbies. And he said, no, he'd had the measles and the hives, but he never had the hobbies. Don Orlando. Don, you know, I don't believe you even know what a hobby is.
What are you talking about? I don't know what a hobby is.
All right, all right, all right, then. What is a hobby?
You're asking me? Mannaggia sparatore, my name is Don Orlando Biagio Ferraro, di Rionero Impulso, provincia di Potenza, Basilicata, Junior. And I don't know what my hobby is.
All right, what is a hobby? I'm asking you.
Well, that's funny.
What's so funny about it?
You tell everybody that you're the queen of Comedy Kingdom, and you don't know what a hobby is. That's funny. What is it?
I thought you didn't know. All right, Don, I'll tell you. Now, a hobby is something that somebody does who has nothing else to do.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. I don't get it.
Well, don't you ever do anything just for the fun of it? Don't you ever do anything for which you don't get paid?
Sure, I work for you.
Oh, no. I mean like collecting stamps or golf or tennis or hunting.
Ah, hunting. Now you're talking something that I know.
Oh, are you a hunter?
Am I a hunter? Man, I just
all right, all right, all right. Are you a good hunter?
Am I a good hunter? No, but I tell you something. I went hunting to Africa for lions, tigers, giraffes, and et cetera.
I see. Well, did you have any close calls?
I don't get you.
Well, I mean, were you ever in a tight spot where you didn't know what to do next? Did you ever have any close calls?
Oh, you bet you my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just last month I went hunting with my gun. And you know, I look all over and I couldn't find a thing. I was so disappointed and disgusted that I started back home. You know, I didn't know what to tell my wife, Angelica. No. You see, I told her I was going hunting. I could picture her by the stove with a pan in her hand, ready to cook whatever I'm bringing home.
Yes.
Maybe a rabbit, maybe an elephant, I don't know. Well, while I was thinking all this, I was passing to a narrow bridge. Yes. When all of a sudden I see a bull coming at full speed at me.
A bull, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
mamma mia, I got so excited I started to run the other way.
Yes.
When I was, you know what it was?
What was it?
Well, right there was a snake, 200 feet long.
How long was the snake?
Well, maybe 100 feet.
How long?
75 feet.
How long?
All right. It was a worm. Madonna mia, what a predicament. For a moment, I didn't know what to do. You know, I said to myself, I got one shot in my gun. Who shall I kill? But right away, without any hesitation, I killed the snake to pieces. And I'm saved.
Just a minute, Don. Just a minute. Now, let me get this straight.
Go ahead.
At one end of the bridge was the bull charging at you.
Yes.
And at the other end was a poisonous snake.
Sure. I told you, Queen, I had to think fast.
And you killed the snake?
Well, sure, I killed the snake.
But why?
Because I can shoot at the bull anytime.
Say that a man who has a hobby rarely goes crazy, which is probably true. The ones who go crazy are those who live with him.